Romans 4, 17. What did I say? Romans 4, 17. I know it was slow coming. Romans 4, 17. All right. As it is written. Now listen, this man, 99 years old, about to turn 100, and his wife is 90. Listen what he said. As it is written, I have made thee. This is what God said. All right. He didn't say, I'm going to one day. Think about it. I'm going to try it, Abraham. I know you're old, so I'm going to try. See, can I get you and Sarah a baby? I missed it when y'all missed it when you were younger. And now you're old. I'm going to see, can I get you a baby now? No, God didn't say that. He didn't say that at all. He said, as it is written. What did Jesus tell the devil in Matthew chapter 4? It is written. Man shall not live by bread alone. What did Satan do? He left him alone because he knew it was written. If it's written, if God has said it, that's what he said. I am telling you, Abraham, it is written. As it is written, I have made you. I'm telling you, Abraham, I have made you a father of many nations. How many? I have made you a father of many nations. Now, now watch what happened. They which received the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness, watch what happened now. They which receive, how do you receive? I believe. How did I receive? I believe. What is written? What is said to me? Glory to God. Glory to God. And so he said, I have made thee a father of many nations before him whom he believed, even God. Before God, before him, God, Abraham believed him. Didn't have a child, wasn't even anything to indicate they won't have a baby. Wasn't anything. And he said, I believe I'm a father of the nation. I'm telling you, when you learn how to believe God, trust, take God at his word, get this word on inside, that word down inside of you, and where your heart can believe it, and you can step out on like Abraham did, become fully persuaded like he did. I have made you a father of many nations before him whom he believed. Now watch what it said. Before him, I believe, before him whom he believed, even God, who quickened, who make alive. See, God made that dead man alive. What you mean? As far as being able to father a child, he was dead. You know? Dead, you know? Dead. You know what dead stuff do? Nothing. If you leave it around, it's dead and it stinks. But dead stuff don't do anything. If something dead, if it has to be moved, somebody has to move it. It ain't going to move itself. And so he was dead in that area. He couldn't do nothing. Y'all understand? Glory to God. Quicken the dead. Now, this is what God is able to do when he believes. Who quickens the dead, that means make alive the dead, and call those things which be not as though they were. Say, he called them forth just like they're already there. Isn't that something? He called it forth just like it's already there. Who quickened the dead and called those things. And he was telling Abraham, you're a father of many nations. He hadn't even been with Sarah yet. He dead. Now watch it. Read just a little further. Against hope. See, he didn't have no hope. Hope is Bible hope, that you got great expectation. That's Bible hope. You're expecting this. Hope is expecting what I just said, what God just said. Come on, I'm ready for it. That's hope. Yeah, I'm sure you do it. I'll receive it. That's hope. Bible hope. But this, look what happened. Against hope, he didn't have no hope. Believed in hope. Got some hope. Huh? Believed in what God said. I'm ready, Lord. That he might become. See, that he might become. That he what? That he might become. But the longer he was living in that natural hope, didn't have no hope, he couldn't become. But when he got some Bible hope, he believed what God said, that he might become. What happened? The father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. And being not weak in faith. Being not what? You got to hear this now. Being not weak in faith. He considered not his own body now dead. He did what? He did not consider his own body. A weak faith will do this. Let's move the knot. Being weak in faith, he considered his own body. That's weak faith. It always considered the problem. But when he heard this from God, these words came out of the mouth of God, being not weak in faith, he didn't even consider his body. What did he consider? Only what God had said. Wow. Only what God has said. He didn't even, now listen to the next part, and consider not his own body now dead, when he was about 100 years old. Neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He had two things, his dead body and Sarah's dead womb. He didn't consider either one of them. My. Didn't even consider. We're talking about reigning in life now. If God has promised you abundant life, you don't let anybody tell you what you can or cannot do. Your heavenly Father has spoken. He has spoken. He has said. He has declared. Jesus had died and raised again. He is your redemption. He is your answer. He is the one that brings forth those things that your eyes don't see. He's the one that teaches you how to reach into the realm where they are real and manifest them and reveal them into the scene. That's who he is. Hallelujah. I said, that's who he is. That's what he can do. And that's why we walk by faith. That's how we reign in life. We don't consider. We use our authority. When that devil come against our mind, 2 Corinthians 10:10-3 said, though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. And we're walking in the flesh, right? We do not war after flesh. Huh? But the weapons of our warfare are what? Not carnal, but what? Mighty through God doing what? Pulling down strongholds, casting down what else? Imagination and every high thing that exalted itself against what? The knowledge of God. This is why we're in this word, because you got a devil exalting itself against your mind, your feeling, and all the pressure that's coming against you. You're not going to get healed this time. You're not going to make it out of this time. That's what they're telling a whole bunch of folks right now. This coronavirus is going to take you out. And you look how many thousands, how many hundreds and thousands how many hundreds and thousands of people have died from it. You ain't going to make it. You going down too. No!